Das Chazor sagt, nicht aber ich habe geschlagen, wenn Yehuda mesecht ist, nicht darum darf beis. Perek kol kinuye perek rishon. Sagt der heilige Mishnah mit Yate des Shmaya. All kinuye, meaning all equivalent terms, when it comes to nedarim, equivalent terms are effective creator neder. Equivalent terms for charomim, that means something should be osur and go to bedek habayis or maybe to kahanim, different types of charomim. So a kinuye of a cherim is effective to be created cherim. Kinuyim of shvuos for an oath are effective to create a shua, and kinuyim of naziris are effective to create a naziris. Zakh the Mishnah, with regard to partial statements, the Gemara will explain, that's what the Mishnah means. With regard to partial statements, what we call yodos, if someone says to another, I am vowed from you, or he says, I am separated from you, or I am distanced from you, and then he adds to either of these phrases, he adds, in what I eat from you, or in what I taste from you, so it makes the person usher as a neder. If he says, I am menuda from you, this is a language that's used usually for cherem, for excommunication, or as some type of language for detaching. So Rabbi Akiva was uncertain, and therefore was machmer in this case as well. Frech the Gemara, why is it that our Mishnah discusses kinuyim, but not just for nedarim, it even says for charomim, for shuas and naziris? Where Masechtas Nazir also has a very similar conversation over there, and the Mishnah over there just says there are that kinuyim for naziris are effective for naziris. It doesn't say also for nedarim and charomim and shuas. And over here, when we're talking about nedarim, it says nedarim, charomim, shuas, and naziris. Second by naziris doesn't say anything else. And for the Gemara, since nedarim and shuas are discussed together in the Torah, the Tana wanted to mention both of them over here, Nedarim and Shuas. Once it mentions two, and not just Nedarim, it mentions Shuas, also it mentions the other forms of Charamim and Naziris as well. In fact, but if the point was to mention Shuas, then why not right after Nedarim say Kol Kinuye Nedarim Ki Nedarim, and then Shuas Ki Shuas? Why do we put in Charamim before Shuas, let's say? The Gemara explains the Nedarim is when someone makes an object usur on a person. Charamim does the same thing. So we want to put those together because those are both about making an object usur on a person. After finishing that category, then the Mishnah goes on to Shuas, where it's the person making himself usur on the item. Take another question. Why is the Mishnah open with kinuyim, saying that says that kinuyim are effective, and then begins to give examples of yodos? Right, we spoke out in the Mishnah without, but it has not yet explained kinuyim, and we're already jumping to yodos. Also, the Mishnah doesn't even state the rule of yodos to say that yodos are effective. It just goes straight to giving examples of and explaining yodos without even saying the rule of yodos. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is missing words and should be read as saying that all kinuyim of nedarim are effective to make a neder, and all yodos of nedarim are effective in making a neder. And then it goes ahead and gives an echanami examples for yodos. Frech the Gemara, but why don't we first focus on kinuyim? If it's mentioned first in the Mishnah, it should be dealt with first before dealing with yodos, which we're saying according to the Chsura Mechsura is listed second in the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah first explains the one stated last, meaning first we say kinuyim and then yodos. We first explain the last stated object, meaning we first explain yodos before we then go back and explain kinuyim. Why? We see that's a method used by Mishnayos elsewhere as well. Well, and the Gemara cites many examples to show that we start explaining the last thing stated. Frech the Gemara, we find many examples of where the Mishnah begins explaining the first item of a list before the last. How come in our Mishnah we don't begin with kinuyim, which is also the first item listed in our Mishnah? The Gemara says, when do we go back and start explaining the first thing first? That's when it was a longer stated list. And therefore, beginning with the last stated item, will lead to confusion. We'll forget about the first thing. But over here, it's two things. It's kinuyim and yodos. So therefore, we can begin explaining yodos before we go back and deal with kinuyim. For the Gemara, we find Mishnayos with short lists that also begin explaining the first case first. And for the Gemara, you're right. It must be that sometimes the Tana explains the first thing first, other times it explains the last thing first. There's no real reason as to why a particular method is chosen, and therefore you can't ask why a particular method was chosen. Whereas the second answer, the concept of yodos is learned from a drasha and is therefore more beloved by the Tana, and that's why he explained it first. For the Gemara, if it's more beloved, so why doesn't he list it first in the Mishnah as well? We should list first yodos and then list kinuyim. The Gemara says, kinuyim are deraisa, and therefore they're listed first. However, when it comes to giving the explanation, yodos are first because they are learned from a drasha.